RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
Today's sound. Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Pratikno highlighted that regional heads must improve the Human Development Index to achieve excellent and resilient human resources. The minister made the statement during the regional heads orientation event in Jatinangor, Sumedang District, West Java on Wednesday. The Ministry for Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers has prepared mitigation efforts to protect Indonesian migrants in the Middle East amid escalating tensions in the region. Karding explained that his ministry continues to monitor around 2,000 Indonesian migrant workers in Qatar. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome, VOI listeners and viewers, on our turn on the net, RRI Net. It's very nice to have you here. I'm Unika, your host for the next hour on RRI Net. Now I'm going to play you a song from Anessa featuring Randy Pandugo, Lost House. Enjoy.
All of my stuff's gone, thinking I cry alone, but no, I got it all wrong. The little backyard I have, now flattened by the sand, I would say it is the end. Hundred songs that I've thrown in front of precious wall that covers my room with love. All of my stuffs are gone, thinking I cry alone, but no, I got it all wrong. The house are not the home again. Everything changes, I'm watching the distance. It's empty, not a single sound I hear. Now it's time to really, really cry. I remember those bikes that park outside a small road. I hate when I have to reel.
I remember that time. cari-cari di mana oh dirimu. Berhari-hari tak kunjung ku bertemu. Sinar mentari hanya tersipu malu. Bulan purnama membisu. Ku lari-lari dikejar oh sang waktu. Berhari-hari memikirkan dirimu. Ku hibur diri melalui tempo dulu. Setiap saat ku merindu. Selalu menghilang walau erat ku genggam. Oh dia, taulah ku cari dia. Selalu menghilang walau erat ku jaga. Oh dia, tak pernah ku sentuh dia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists.
Welcome to the afternoon VOI talk. Today we'll be talking about something that cannot be separated from our daily life: social media. Social media is now shaping our communication, our influence, and also building careers. From instant viral trends and also instant fame, social media is rapidly moving and rapidly exchanging really, really fast. And not to continue that, but now it's without the risk and also consequences. To explore more about what it really means to be viral on social media, we're joined by Dr. Lintang Ratri Rahmiaji, a lecturer at Communication Science of Diponegoro University. I'm Yunika and this is VOI Talk. Hi, Bu Lintang, how are you?
Oh, hi, I'm great, thank you.
Yes, this is a really great...
It's nice to see you again.
Yes, of course.
Eunike.
Yeah. Viewers and listeners, fun fact, Bu Lintang is actually my former lecturer, so this is an honor to have a conversation with Bu Lintang today, and I'm really happy.
So, actually, also, I'm so proud to see you here.
Oh, thank you, Bu Lintang.
It's so... I'm so proud of it.
Oh, thank you. I'm also proud to be your former student, Bu Lintang. And now we should jump into the question, shall we?
Okay. Sure.
The first question would be, Bu Lintang, how would you describe the current state of social media in Indonesia?
Wow, that's interesting, because the data was fantastic. Well, actually, as you know, Indonesia had 280 citizens, right? And from there are 143 are active social media users. Active, there are term active in there. So it means we're not just consume the information, but also produce the information, because internet allow us to be prosumer right now, right? So it's a very big data from 143 million people using social media in Indonesia. And that's making us the largest in South Asia. And the third country in Asia Pacific, of course, under China and India. So that's a very big data. And you know that maybe long time ago, television are the common media, common gadget in any household, right?
Yes.
But right now, the mobile phone, smartphone, I mean, it's not only in household, but maybe every single person has one or two or more smartphone. So there is a data, 87% internet using by mobile phone. Yeah. So if you talk about the newest trend media, so social media as a TikTok, yeah, there are over 100 million TikTok user in Indonesia, and they use like 45 hours a month average. So I think our current state of social media was fantastic.
Indeed, Indonesia has a large numbers of social media users, especially TikTok, ya Bu?
Yes, yes. Okay,
and now, how is the role of mainstream media? You mentioned before that, before social media, there are television. And what do you think? How is the role of mainstream media shifting with the rise of social media?
Okay, so maybe you remember the Marshall McLuhan laws of media. Maybe you forgot about that. So there is a laws of media that Marshall McLuhan said. Yeah, it's so media has four laws. There are one of that laws is obsolescence. Yeah, so the new media is obsolete the traditional media. So when it comes, a new media is always give us a newest function, the sophisticated function than the traditional media. So back then, maybe we know about the newspaper, okay, then the radio, then the black and white television, then the flat television. So I think right now maybe you cannot imagine to watch the black and white television, right? So like television right now, maybe you change that with the streaming in your phone. So yes, new media are obsolete the traditional media, of course, because they enhance some function that not helped by the traditional media. So what it is? Yeah, of course, there are real-time access and speed. So you not wait for the tomorrow for the new information which you can get it from the newspaper, right? But the real-time access, updates and trend can spread instantly. No wait for scheduled broadcasts or print cycles. Yeah. So what more? Of course, it's about the interaction. Yeah. So, you know, the traditional media is always one step flow, only one way. Okay. So you cannot interrupt it. Hey, I don't like your show. Hey, it's so confusing. Hey, you are wrong, and etc., etc. Yeah. But in the new media, you can highly interactive and so personalized. So when we saw the TV, you cannot change what you like, right? I only want to see the K-drama. Okay, you cannot do that. Or maybe I just want to see Nicholas Saputra only. You cannot see that personalized for yourself. But in social media or internet, you can do that. It's very personalized, right? Like maybe Unika and me and I myself is maybe different tastes of news and different taste of entertainment, of course, right? So yes, it's overtake the traditional media. What else? It's integrated. Okay, so in one maybe one platform, we can do everything. We can do entertain, we can do educate, we can also do the shopping. Shopping thing right now. Oh, yes. Come on to my yellow bed. I will keranjang kuning. Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe we have a lot of activities on one media. I think that's interesting for the new media. So yeah, of course, what we call in our Indonesia language, fitrahnya, the fundamental of the media, it's obsolete when there come the new media.
That's indeed a very insightful answer. Now today is the media is two ways we can interact, not even interact, we can shop on there. So that's so true, Bu Lintang. The following question is based on today's trends. Do you think users using social media responsibly?
Sadly, I have to say digital literacy is advancing. Of course, there are so many activities about the how to socialize the digital literacy from every single organization. Even from the Kominfo itself, there are the Makin Cakap Digital Program. So it's 3 years program. I think the digital literacy itself, it's advancing, but it still remains below ASEAN average. Why? I don't know. Maybe because, maybe you remember about the how Indonesian netizen protesting the Microsoft because result of their research is our netizen is a very rude.
Yes, I remember. Yes.
You remember about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then why? I think that makes sense because we talked only one star on the the river of in Swiss, which there are tragedy in there. Which river? From the children of our West Java governors. So netizen get they treat that river the same with the Gokar and Grab. They took one star. This is a very dangerous river.
Leaving reviews.
That's funny,
Yes.
So when you ask about are user wise, I don't think so. So what else? Yeah, of course, the fake news, the hoax still exists right now. It's elevate when it comes when it comes from the political intention, like pemilu something, pilkada. Yeah, it will be rising the fake news and hoax, and there are. An issue. I think this is important issue, especially for the strawberry generation. There are a strawberry generation, so they look so fresh. They look so bright, so healthy. But when they push a little bit, it's crumble. That's strawberry generation. So it's only joke, the Gen Z and the Gen Alpha, including in this generation. So there are a mental health issue because the FOMO thing, the bullying thing in social media. But maybe in our boomers, our baby boomers generation, they're still struggling with the hate speech. And a hoax, of course, that they treat the social media as the media. The difference from the media and the social media, right? The media, they have to be like they have to responsible for their information, but social media not. But the baby boomers treat the social media as if it's a media, so they put trust in that information, same with the media, because what, this is on the internet, it must be true. No, it's different. But the baby boomers cannot access the digital literacy. That's the problem. So are user wise in their social media usage today? I don't well, yes, but it's still struggling right now.
So we're still struggling from hate speech to verifying whether this is a credible news or not.
Yes.
Okay. How about the difference? We're talking about viral content, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference between viral content and truly quality content?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a simple thing that we can classify, or maybe we can notice, that's just viral content, it's not quality content. It's about the substance, you know. Sometimes, but maybe not sometimes, oftenly, the viral content is always not prepared to be a good and quality content. It's just like, why it's FYP? Why? We don't know why this is FYP, because it's just spontaneous, you know, because it's maybe it's funny, maybe it's, you know, other miserable are our entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or maybe it's you know, funny, making angry, evokes strong emotion, either that's so sweet, that's so inspiring, motivating, something like that, it becomes a viral content. So the difference is maybe one single fundamental of the difference is the substance. So the quality content is well researched, reliable, and maybe when you ask from why you said it, because there are a data. So based on the data, based on the facts, they're not just a spontaneous thing, and it's very specific. Maybe they talk about health, they talk about lifestyle, they talk about politics, they talk about education. It's very specific, very well researched and reliable, and it's said by the expertise, you know. It's said by the experts. When maybe Unica can say educational content of about the how to become an announcer, because you are an announcer and you study communication, but maybe you cannot explain, or you're not quite well informed if you talk about the nuclear, you know.
Yeah,
something
of course.
Like that.
Yeah.
So that quality content must be well researched, reliable, often educational, and then in the contrary, the viral content is evokes strong emotion. So it must be so sad, so miserable, so funny, so sweet, or maybe so making you very angry, something like that. And often lacks of accuracy, lacks of insight. It's just, I don't know, maybe you know, but it's asbun, or maybe in Indonesia words like asal bunyi, asal bunyi. It's just so spontaneous, in lacks of accuracy, and only the opinion opinion, maybe not from the expertise. Yes. And of course, it's algorithm favor. You know, when everyone, I think maybe it's because our literacy level, yeah, not digital literacy, but literacy level are also very low in Indonesia. So they treat social media or internet as if they watch the television. You know, the television is always for the entertainment,
yes.
But media, social media or internet, it can be enhanced every single potential of yourself. But if we only search for something entertained, it comes to you only entertain, not educate, not inform, or maybe not provoke you to do some social action or else. So that's the different, I think, from the social content and viral content and the quality content.
So quality content are well researched and reliable and also from expertise. And viral
yes.
content evokes strong emotions. And I think it's also the reason why a lot of viral contents, they are sensational content. Like, they are evoking strong emotion. This is a really great way for our viewers to differentiate whether it's a good quality content or just a viral content.
Okay.
But talking about viral, Bu, if someone becomes viral, what should they be aware of in terms of privacy and personal boundaries? Because being viral, instant fame, right? So what
yes.
do you think about that?
Well, maybe we have to aware that viral status means more public attention, right? More people look at you, search your account. Maybe they put the comment, the response. So maybe you have to aware that viral status means more public attention. Well, that's both are good or bad. Maybe
yeah.
if you are the influencer, of course you want your content become viral, right? Because you have mission in there. But I think the point is when we become viral, please be aware of your security thing in social media, in digital. Be safe in digital. How? Of course, we have protective measure. Yeah, in how we use the social media. So please, are you regularly audit the account privacy setting? Are you change your passwords regularly? I think that's so yesterday if you use your birthday your birthday code, your boyfriend birthday code, your kids birthday code, or the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I think we have to be more cautious about that. Please change your password regularly. If you're not comfortable to everyone can participate, contribute on your account, maybe you can consider about the private setting on your social media. And maybe if you think that, well I think that's a wrong mindset when it says that, well, you're not ready becoming famous because you're not ready to criticize. I think that's a little bit wrong mindset, yeah? Because when we use the social media, it's like our home together. So maybe we have to be each other have to behave nicely to others. So maybe they're not true if you are famous, so you ready to become criticized. So I think we have have a full right to delete that comment, yes, that account, or maybe just block them if they're not giving you positive vibes. If you're not comfortable to maybe take that rude action, you can ask the platform. Maybe you can ask the platform to do the blocking thing or the ban thing or the, I don't know what the platform can do. If we just say that this person are so rude, this person are giving the hate speech, or maybe they give the fake news or something else.
Reporting them, ya Buya.
Yes. So please use platform tools to report abuse or unauthorized data use. If you find those things, just use the platform tools. But if content crosses legal lines, you know, if you feel that legal lines, you may need to pursue takedown requests or legal advice. And I think that's okay. Just we also have rights to do safe on the digital media. Of course, we have the regulation, right? Undang-undang ITE. So just be safe in the social media.
Be safe and be cautious when you're using social media. Virality, yes, may come quickly, but what stays is how we use our voice and presence online with intention, mm-hmm, and care. Thank, yes, you once again, Bu Lintang, for joining us today for your valuable insights. It's very
thank
nice
you.
To see you and meet you again. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Quality content are well-researched and also reliable, but don't forget you are the one who chooses the content that you're consuming. So stay inspired and stay cautious. I'm Yunika, and this is Afternoon VOI Talk.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku mengerti perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang untuk temanimu yang terluka hingga kau bahagia. Aku di sini, walau letih, coba lagi jangan berhenti. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak indah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang untuk temanimu yang terluka hingga kau bahagia. Kan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang untuk temanimu kau bahagia. Untuk temanimu yang terluka hingga kau bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
And
cinta takkan pernah usai. Meski cinta dalam derita, saat harapan yang gelap kan memudar, cinta tetap ada walau di dera.
Aku kan di sini, kenyataan harus kulalui. Tak akan kulari walau memang pahit. Walau ku menangis, tetap ku berdiri. Meski hancurnya hatiku, meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri. Karena cinta sertaku, meski harus ku lewati 1000 jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Aku kan di sini,
dan aku di sini.
Kenyataan harus ku lalui. Tak akan ku lari, walau memang pahit.
Walau ku menangis, tetap ku berdiri. Meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri. Karena cinta sertaku, meski harus ku lewati 1000 jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan.
Dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Takkan usai.
Dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Doesn't happen every day, and the sun keeps shining. Would it take to visit the every single hidden beauty in this fascinating island? For me, hundreds of times. To feel the warm welcome from the locals that makes me feel at home at their first hello. Cross the distance, to walk so many different paths and simply get lost. To get amazed by its unique forms of nature.